asking you, can I live? Look down at where you stand and it's a thin line between hand and fist. I don't need no fancy shit, I'm only asking you, can I live? I'm an example of a man convinced. So let the planet spin and I'ma grab the wind. I don't need no fancy shit, I'm only asking you, can I live? And you don't know what the answer is. Nobody knows what that answer is. Peter was my peeps who used to sell weed even though he didn't need to. He says he did it for the free smoke, but honestly he would've rather had a speedboat or a snowmobile or whatever. See, the point is he didn't move enough to make a treasure. Never could've guessed that Pete would make a little impression on a middle-aged detective named Ham. No irony, yeah, Ham. He didn't come to put the cuffs on your hands. He landed with a duffel and a plan, but Pete couldn't meet all of Ham's demands. It was an awkward spot. Officer thought that Peter would be sitting on a lot more crop. He did such a bad job at being a bad cop that it's obvious to me that the reason that he robbed him was Sidney. Sid was a sick kid that needed a kidney. The grandson, son of Ham's son. You do what you gotta do for your fam, son. Doesn't take a rocket scientist, but I am one. The situation showed the pig for who he truly is and gave the dealer an excuse to quit. And since Sid's physician is Peter's father, you should mind your business. Don't be a bother, okay? I don't need no fancy shit, I'm only asking you, can I live? Look down at where you stand and it's a thin line between hand and fist. I don't need no fancy shit, I'm only asking you, can I live? I'm an example of a man convinced. So let the planet spin and I'ma grab the wind. I don't need no fancy shit, I'm only asking you, can I live? And you don't know what that answer is. Nobody knows what that answer is.